When I was a child, I asked my father, and he said, they have red skin and we have white skin, but we're all people. Why are they being shot? I asked him. He said, trouble comes because they were here first and had a lot of land and want to keep it. But we want some of it and get it, because we're civilized and they ain't. What civilized? I asked him. He said, it's we dress different, shoot better, speak better, sometimes read and write and believe in God. Don't the Indians believe in God? I asked him. He said, they believe in some kind of great spirit. Now go feed the chickens. And I went and fed the chickens.
Well, good morning again, Mrs. Conrad.
Morning again, Sergeant.
Good morning, Mrs. Conrad.
Good morning.
I'm Lieutenant Romans.
How do you do?
How do you do? Please sit down. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But a little hot.
Yes, it is.
Out here, August is always hot. July is always hot. June is always hot. June, July, August, they're all hot. Even May was hot this year, right, Mrs. Conrad?
It can't be any hotter than Washington, D.C.
I hear that's hotter than Hades in the summer.
You've heard right. Mrs. Conrad, do you understand why you are under guard?
I think so.
Which will continue until I finish this inquiry.
Even though I'm not in the guardhouse, am I then under arrest?
You are not. You are under guard, Mrs. Conrad, for your own protection.
My own protection?
Colonel Thacker's orders.
Oh. I don't think anyone will harm me, Lieutenant, and I have no intention of running away.
It's just a formality. As you see, Sergeant Quigley will be taking this all down. Let's begin at the beginning, all right? What time did your husband leave the fort that Friday morning?